How do you get ready for church? It's another day. I'm another John, and this is Another Note. Today's edition of Another Note is titled, Ready for Worship. Our scripture reference today is Psalm 125. As always, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of His holy word. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds His people from this time on and forevermore. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, so that the righteous may not stretch out their hands to do wrong. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. But those who turn aside to their own crooked ways, the Lord will lead away with evildoers. Peace be upon Israel. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Most of us have some calculation of the time we need to get dressed in time to get to church. And there's breakfast to make, medication to take, and kids to wake. And if we time it all right, we'll get to church before someone takes our usual seat. And that is all important, of course, but do you prepare your heart and spirit to worship? A church's worship doesn't begin with the coffee and donuts or even the prelude, just like it doesn't end with the benediction. We are a worshiping people. The psalmist said the Lord surrounds His people, so God is always with us. We are always with God. Our worship, then, isn't defined by 60 minutes of organized orders of worship. God often uses the disorganized moments of life to get our attention. As our faith sees more of God's presence around us, our hearts rejoice and worship. On Sundays, you bring your worship to our worship. Christians often talk about good Sundays. That was a good service, they might say. And whatever we mean by that, the best services, first and foremost, depend on a strong sense of God's presence with us. Again, not just in that moment, but from this time on and forevermore. After that, you can say something about the music and the sermon, perhaps. But what makes our worship the best it should be is when you prepare yourself for our worship. At the very least, take a deep breath in the car before you walk to the sanctuary. Ask the Holy Spirit to open your heart to God's presence. Sing a particular song on your drive to church. Pray before you worship with the church to deepen the church's praying. Decide what your offering should be that week, and pray for your church's worship. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good and to those who are upright in their hearts. We say liturgy is the work of the people. The work of God's people is more than words written on a folded sheet of paper or displayed on a screen. Your work is worship, and it begins long before you show up to church. Stay blessed. Now, before you go, let me make sure you know I love you and you are a blessing to me. Thanks for listening to Another Note. I hope it helps you live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Let me know if I can pray with you and help us reach others by sharing today's devotional or leaving a review wherever you listen as a podcast. And finally, make sure to check out the website at anotherjohn.com. God be with you.